Kal Kadosh, we're going to continue with Alachot of Selichot. When a person wakes up in the morning, it is an obligation to say Birkat HaTorah before Selichot because of all the psukim which are said during the Selichot. And that is the minhag of the Sfaradim, and that's the proper way to be noheg. It's brought on Shut Yabi Omen and the Chazon Ovadia Amud Hei. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Vav Sif Katan Yud Aleph tried to answer, why don't they do it beforehand, and so on and so forth, but he says maybe it's that they're just saying it like derech tefillah, they're not actually learning. However, the Mishnah Brura in Siman Mem Vav Sif Katan Kav Zayin brings a machloket, and therefore he says that the minhag is to do Birkat HaTorah before Selichot as well. So therefore, also Sfaradim and also Ashkenazim, they should do the Berakha of all the Birkot HaShachar, obviously the Birkot HaTorah, before Selichot. What about now Netilat Yadayim? So the Mishnah Brura above, and Siman Vav, Siv Katan Tet, and Yod Aleph, and the Biru Lachad there says, is that you could make the bracha of Al Netilat Yadayim before Selichot, or you wait until after Selichot, and you go to the washroom, and then you make Netilat Yadayim after, you know, you make after the washroom, and then you do Asher Yatzar, and you pray. Again, for Sfaradim, you would be able to make the Netilat Yadayim without any problem, because we don't hold of this Chaye Adam that it should be as close as Tefillah as possible, because according to the Mishnah Brura, you would always do the Netilat Yadayim as close as the saying of the Tefillah as possible. However, the Netilat Yadayim itself, so then that's a different halakha, because Shulchan Aruch and Siman Daled, Sifyo Daled says, if a person washes their hands before Alot HaShachar in the morning, so we have a doubt if maybe by Alot HaShachar, which is dawn, maybe again the Ruach Ra'ah will come on their hands, this spirit on the will come on the hands, and therefore again you might have to do Netilat Yadayim. That's why the Rama and also the Halacha Brura, they all bring down that you would have to do Netilat Yadayim without a bracha. Which means, for example, in our case, let's say we have Selichot at 5:30 in the morning, and only at 5:58 is dawn. So therefore, what happens is that all of us that we come to Selichot in the morning, we already did Netilat Yadayim before dawn. So now, and once it becomes dawn, again we are going to have a problem that we should do Netilat Yadayim without a bracha, again without a bracha, because of this doubt. However, though, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, it's brought down in Yishei Yisrael at the end of the Sefer, Tshuva Vav, and also Rosh Hashanah Zalmei Orbach and Halichot Shlomo on Rosh Hashanah, is quoted by the Dirshu, that in the middle of the Selichot, we are not required to go wash our hands, and therefore we could wait until after the Selichot, which means not because now we're in the middle of Selichot and now it becomes 5:58, so now we have to stop doing Selichot, go do Netilat Yadayim, come back. But rather, when we all finish Selichot, we're allowed to do it. If a person obviously goes to the washroom in between, or he goes to make himself a coffee or tea, whatever, then technically he's allowed to do it then and there again, no problem. But he does not have to stop the Selichot in order to go to do the Netilat Yadayim. And Avshalom Zalman Orbach says also, that since technically we've already done the Netilat Yadayim in the morning, and this second Netilat Yadayim is only as if to say like for an extra, right, stringency that we're taking upon ourselves to do without a bracha, therefore we're allowed to go for a mot without Netilat Yadayim, and we're allowed to actually touch our eyes or the clothing and everything before the Netilah. We don't have the same stringencies as if to say as the before the first Netilat Yadayim. So again, every single morning, Bezrat Hashem, when we wake up, we have to make sure that we do Birkat HaTorah, because that's what we said, we have to do Birkat HaShachar, Birkat HaTorah before the Selichot. And number two, we all do Netilat Yadayim beforehand, and we do the Bracha also beforehand. But now, if a person is in the middle, he had to go to the washroom, and as long as it's after dawn, again, he would do Netilat Yadayim again, second time, without a Bracha. But if not, he could wait until the end of Selichot, and once the Selichot is going to finish, and again, it's after dawn, he does Netilat Yadayim again without a bracha before the tefillah. Have a wonderful day.